Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said it was an honor for him to be appointed by President Trump in April to represent agriculture on the industry group focused on economic revival following the COVID-19 pandemic. It was recognition of agriculture's importance not only to our nation's economy, but to our quality of life. Since then, the American Farm Bureau has provided input for considerations as the administration works on economic revitalization. Several recommendations, such as pursuing trade agreements and removing unnecessary regulations, make sense in normal times. Now they matter even more to our economy and food security. It has taken our nation years to recover from big economic disruptions of the past, such as the Great Depression in 1929 and the Great Recession in 2008. Policy decisions made today will have similarly long-lasting repercussions. It's important for us to learn from those past disruptions, as well as this one, and avoid policies that would stifle innovation and agricultural production. Farm Bureau has recommended that the administration's approach to restarting the economy be grounded in the principle that food security is domestic security, and domestic and global food supply chains are necessary for agricultural production. That means farmers and ranchers need access to credit. It means USDA must have the authority and adequate funding to step in and stabilize the farm economy in the event of future or future disruption. We already have learned important lessons from the past few months. We believe USDA should be the primary federal agency coordinating and overseeing all agricultural initiatives and all other federal agencies, the Labor Department, Federal Emergency Management Agency, State Department, and Homeland Security, for example, should cooperate with USDA to leverage resources where appropriate to support agricultural production. We've also recommended that agriculture be a top priority for testing and distribution of personal protective equipment, or PPEs, for workers on farms and in meat plants and other food manufacturing facilities, as well as farmers and ranchers themselves. And speaking of meat plants, we must ensure the integrity and transparency of livestock markets to ensure that there is no price manipulation and that producers receive honest prices for their livestock. Many produce growers who were already under stress from seasonal imports in early spring saw that situation get even worse. We've recommended that USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative and the Commerce Department resume delayed field hearings into the challenges facing seasonal produce growers in Florida, Georgia, and other parts of the country. One of the best things our government can do to help kickstart the farm economy is to commit to long-range policies. We've had enough uncertainty. It will take time to reestablish supply chains and markets. Farmers and food manufacturers shouldn't have to worry about the expiration of temporary regulatory suspensions. We need a clear, sustained focus on stimulating economic growth. A positive outcome of the COVID-19 pandemic has been increased coordination between the federal and state governments, and we believe that's a great way to move forward. Continued dialogue with states and their governors can ensure we build on that works on what works for each state rather than a one-size-fits-all approach. Through this health crisis, we've seen the importance of prioritizing the safety of agricultural workers and maximizing the flexibility of the H-2A visa program to ensure that food can be harvested and processed. Going forward, Congress must renew immigration reform efforts to provide legal status to current agricultural workers who are part of our critical infrastructure because of their role in providing food security. They truly are essential. We've been through a crisis the likes of which none of us has experienced before. We're still going through it, actually. We all want to see the economy reopen soon. But we also want to see things reopen in a way that's well thought out and keeps us on the path of lowering infections. If we learn the lessons that COVID-19 has presented to us, then we just might come out of this stronger than before. On June 9th, USDA's Risk Management Agency announced changes to the Livestock Risk Protection Insurance Program for swine, fed cattle, and feeder cattle. The improvements, which include moving premium due dates and increasing premium subsidies, will be implemented by July 1 for the 2021 crop year. In addition to the changes, RMA is authorizing additional flexibilities spurred by the coronavirus for producers working with approved insurance providers. The American Farm Bureau Federation is calling on lawmakers to provide additional resources to farmers impacted by the COVID-19 food system shockwave. The Coronavirus Food Assistance Program helped ease some of farmers' pain through the first month or so of the pandemic, but the losses continue to mount. In a recent interview, AFBF President Duvall detailed the organization's request to Congress. He said we'd like to see them replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation funding. The cap on funding right now is $30 billion, but that was changed many, many years ago, and now we think that same dollar should be $68 billion. AFBF's request also included help for poultry producers who were not part of CFAP and funding for rural health centers and broadband, as well as an expanded Paycheck Protection Program. Introduced last week in the House and Senate, the Paycheck Protection Program for Producers Act would help more farmers and ranchers participate in the Paycheck Protection Program. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a letter thanking the bill's sponsors, "Even as the economy gradually begins to reopen, farmers and ranchers continue to encounter enormous volatility as markets and supply chains rapidly react to the impact of the pandemic." The Environmental Protection Agency recently issued guidance for 3 dicamba herbicides that farmers and applicators can continue to use if they had it in their possession on June 3rd, the date of a court ruling vacating registration of the products. Allison Crittenden, AFBF Congressional Relations Director, explained that the EPA action provides much-needed clarity for farmers. She said many of them have made the planting decision already and have a crop in the ground that is dicamba tolerant, and they had planned to use dicamba for weed mitigation. Farmers who have existing stocks of dicamba in their possession as of June 3rd are able to use those products in accordance with the label through July 31st. A recently introduced bill would help boost mental health services in rural areas. The Farm Bureau-backed Home-Based Telemental Health Care Act of 2020 would direct the Secretary of Health and Human Services, in coordination with USDA's Rural Health Liaison, to award grants for home-based telemental health care demonstrations. Designed to increase mental health services in rural medically underserved populations and for individuals in farming, fishing, and forestry occupations, the bill would authorize up to $10 million of funds currently available to the HHS Secretary for each of fiscal years 2020 to 2024. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.